Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we just thank you that you are a great King, and there's no God like you, Jehovah. We wait on
Love
you.
Love Talk Radio.
We wait on you. We wait on you today, Father God. We cover our mind and thoughts with the blood of Jesus. We cover our doorposts and our possessions with the blood of Jesus. We overcome the devil through the blood of Jesus. We sprinkle the blood of Jesus, and we receive multiplied grace and peace. We are made perfect through the blood of the everlasting covenant. In Jesus' name, we have boldness to enter into the presence of God through the blood of Jesus. Our conscience is purged from dead works to serve the living God through the blood of Jesus. We eat the body of Jesus, and we drink his blood. We have redemption through the blood of Jesus, and we are redeemed from the power of evil. We rebuke all evil spirits of torment and fear because we have peace through the blood of Jesus. We receive the benefits of the new covenant through the blood of Jesus. We receive healing and health through the blood of Jesus. We receive abundance and prosperity through the blood of Jesus. We receive deliverance through the blood of Jesus. We receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit and the anointing through the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus bears witness to our deliverance and salvation. The blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. In the name of Jesus, Jesus resists Ekaranabaka unto blood, and his blood gives us victory. We rebuke and cast out all spirits of guilt in and through the blood of Jesus. We rebuke and cast out all spirits of guilt, shame, and condemnation through the blood of Jesus. We break the power of sin and iniquity in our lives through the blood of Jesus. And our heart is sprinkled and purified by the blood of Jesus from an evil conscience. We rebuke Satan, the accuser of the brethren, through the blood of Jesus. We command all accusers to depart through the blood of Jesus. We cast and rebuke out all spirits of accusation through the blood of Jesus. We release the voice of the blood against demons and evil spirits that would accuse and condemn us through the blood of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you that your blood is powerful in the name of Jesus, and even your word is powerful. Your word is sharper than any two-edged sword. Well, good evening, and welcome to Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. I'm your host, Caritha Gantling, also known as Sister G, and I thank God for each of you this evening being on with us. We are blessed and highly favored of the Lord that he called us this morning, and we got up out of our beds, and he allowed us to be in our right minds. He ordered our steps today. So I thank God that he's a mighty God. You know, we serve a great and a mighty God. Nobody can compare to how great our God is. But you know what? There's so much happening now in the world. We need to call on God more than ever, more than ever. We need revival on our streets today. So we're going to call on God. We're going to pray a prayer from Apostle Kimberly Daniels' book. Her book is called Prayers That Bring Change. And we're going to ask God for revival on our streets, in every city throughout the nation, in every continent. Father God, we thank you for the apostles, the prophets, the pastors, teachers, and evangelists who are being delivered from the streets into your marvelous kingdom to preach the gospel in Jesus' name. Father God, in Jesus' name, we pray for every person who has become a victim of the street. We lift up every drug dealer, drug addict, hustler, pimp, player, prostitute, homeless person, mentally ill person, runaway, and or any other bound persons on the street. We pray for salvation of every thug, gang, set, crew, murder, gambler, thief, and robber. We break the power of the system of the web of crime. We target the demons that spearhead minority groups to lock them behind bars. We curse the spirit of mammon. We bind greed, envy, lack, poverty, and covetousness. We displace every demonic gatekeeper that opens vortexes in the spirit to make men criminally minded. The strongholds of every ruling spirit that abides over our neighborhoods of high crime rates have pulled down, or are pulled down in Jesus' name. We plead the blood of Jesus over every city, every county, every region, every state, and the entire country. Revival is displacing recidivism statistics. I cast the gloom spirits, bully spirits, spirit of rejection, murder, and hatred out of our community. The retaliation and revenge of the enemy is blocked and bound. Crime rates will not go up. They will decrease. Spirit of night crawlers, creeps, terrors of night, freaks, and walking dead have no power. Intercession over the city is taking every evil. Intercession over the cities is overtaking every evil plot, assignment, and attack. Drive-by shootings, robberies, hijacks, breaking and entering, crimes, strong arm assaults, and home invasions and burglaries are at an all-time low. The people who have tendencies to commit these crimes are getting saved and living for the Lord. No more innocent blood will be shed on our streets. We decree that the hearts of the violent are being softened by the anointing of God. We prophesy that the children of the night are coming out of the darkness. The light of Jesus Christ has come to the highest crime area in our country. Father God, let your light shine in every dark place. Every scheme of the enemy, from crack houses, shooting galleries, corners, alleys, backyards, basements, streets, rooms for rent, inner cities, ghetto, and even suburbs, have become drug infested, is covered by the blood of Jesus. God, I ask you to heal the brokenhearted, to break the strongholds of addiction and addiction to alcohol, illegal drugs, sex, and murder. We pull down strongholds. We pull down all these strongholds. Release your sword against pride, witchcraft, suicide, and all forms of wickedness. Let your blood saturate the streets and cleanse them of spirits of lust, perversion, molestation, rape, prostitution, homosexuality, and incest. We dismantle every demonic kingdom built in the streets for destruction and death. We break the threefold cord of death, hell, and the grave. The vortexes are forbidding evil from sucking souls into hell from the sins of the streets. The spirits of disobedience and rebellion are arrested in the name of Jesus. The shackles and chains that tie men and women to the streets are broken. We pray for the lost family members who have wandered hopelessly in the streets. The power of the street is under our feet. Old things on the streets are passing away because the revival is rising up from this generation. Things have become new. We pronounce the new things of Christ upon the streets. Jesus will become the fashion of this age. Ungodly soul ties, demonic oaths, and blood covenants made with the street are being broken as we speak. All sacrifices of gangs, crews, devil worshippers, cults, covens, and all dark organizations have no power. All forms of demonic influence through money, sex, and drugs have no authority over the lives of the people. They have been redeemed through the blood of Jesus. Their sins are forgiven, and they are delivered from the streets. The strong man of the streets is overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of the testimony of those delivered from the streets. Father God, we decree that every assignment over the lives of people who are bound on the streets are broken. All breaches, gaps, and hedges are covered by intercess by intercession in Jesus' name. All reoccurring spirits and vicious cycles are shut down and uprooted in the name of Jesus. The puppet strings of the prince and the power of the air are cut off of the rebellious, the careless, and the unbelieving. Every demonic timer and trigger is diffused in Jesus' name. The cycle is broken. The generational curses are no more. Father, we thank you that all limitations and restrictions are broken off the lives of your people in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, as I said before, I thank God for each of you being on with us this evening. We are blessed and highly favored of the Lord. And, you know, I'm so grateful that Father God still rules and he still reigns in the earth. And today we have a mighty woman of God on with us from Houston, Texas. I'm going to put her on live right here in just a second. Her name is Lay Pastor Nims. She's from Houston, and she's going to pray a prayer today for parents of today. You know, because we all need prayer, especially prayer for the children. She's going to pray parents would leave holy lives, teach their children to live holy lives. Good evening, Pastor Nims.
Good evening.
How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing nicely today. Thank you.
All right, you ready to say that prayer?
Yes.
All right, let God have his way.
Almighty God, our Father, thank you for this privilege available through the precious blood of Jesus,
yes.
Son. We come boldly before your unveiled throne room, petitioning for parents and their offsprings. We thank you, God, because by the mouth of your prophet Moses, you said for the father to train up the child, to teach the child in his home. Teach him when he sits down. Teach him when he rises up. Teach him when he walks along the way. And we come to awaken parents and strengthen parents, oh God, that they would call out and spare not but to lift up voices for our children, oh God, in this dark and evil day. We pray in the name of Jesus as the word comes through Solomon. The King Solomon, to train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he's old, he would not depart from it. We thank you, God, because these are your words that was put through your prophet. And the first promise, the first commandment with promise, was to children who would obey their parents, that their days would be long upon the land which the Lord thy God has given. The times are evil. The times are different today than it was for the parents in their childhood. The troubles today than it was with parents in their childhood. So, Lord, teach us to call on you. Teach us to realize that you have the answer. Teach us to realize you have the strength, you have the power to train up that we should know and instruct of our children. Thank you, because Jesus said, suffer the little ones to come unto me. May parents have in their hearts not to have so much freedom, but bring their children to the Lord. Bring the children to the Lord and let them learn of a way to deal with this perverted situation, this perverted world that we're now in. I believe, God, that you have sent a word to this wonderful pastor today, and that you're going to speak into our hearts. Our hearts will be open and receptive, and that we, oh God, will receive a glad direction for God and our children. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we thank you. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Lay Pastor Nims. How are you today?
Well, I'm feeling much better today.
Okay, good. Well, we thank God for you. I want to just say a little prayer for you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you are Jehovah Jireh, mighty provider. And Father God, you are Jehovah Rapha, a healer. So I ask you for healing for Pastor Nims today, oh God. And Father, we just thank you, oh God, for all that you're doing on her behalf and behalf of her family, oh God. Father, you said healing is the children's bread, oh God. So I thank you for the healing that's coming forth in her body, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you that she will trust in you as never before. She will wait upon you, oh God. And Father God, I thank you, Father God, that she's reaching out and touching the hem of your almighty garment for her healing to come forth. In Jesus' Lord. Holy name we pray.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
Okay. Do you have someone else on with you today?
I have Natalia Pittman.
Okay. How are you, Mr. Pittman? How are you?
I'm blessed of the Lord. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I'm so glad you're on with us. We thank God for you all. So we're going to move along with boys to men, girls to ladies. You know, we are praising God right on as never before. We're continually praising the Lord. We're giving him all the glory, all the honor today. And, you know, his word is powerful. The word says his word is sharper than a two-edged sword. And you know what? We need that two-edged sword because it will cut everything out of us going and coming that's wicked. Everything that's not like God, it will remove it from us. So I thank God today that he knew what he was doing when he sent the word to us. He sent the word. Oh, my God, if you read the word, it will cleanse you of all unrighteousness. It will heal you mentally, physically, emotionally. God had an awesome purpose for his word. And, you know, he honors his word above his name. And I thank God that Jesus is the word. So today, boys to men, girls to ladies, our title of our message today is how can we, as men and women of God, prepare our children for eternal life? Eternal life. You know, one day we all have to stand before God in the judgment. And so, you know, when I stand before him and he said, well, did you teach my little lambs? Did you teach my children? I want to be able to say, yes, Lord. Did you obey me? Did you do what you're supposed to do? Yeah, I want to be able to say, yes, Lord. And before I go, I want to have repented of everything that I've done against the Most High God. You know, because we sin daily. So daily we need to say, Father, I don't know what law I broke today. I don't know which one of your commandments. But any of them that I've broken, forgive us, Lord. And, you know, Psalms 8 says, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast ordained strength because of thine enemy, that thou mightest steal the enemy and avenger. When I consider thy heaven, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and has crowned him with glory and honor. Thou hast made him dominion over the works of thy hands, that thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. You know, we serve an excellent God. And I'm so glad that he is excellent because he doesn't make any mistakes. And I thank God for every baby that was birthed was not a mistake. Many women abort babies today because they say, well, I made a mistake. No, no, no. You may have made a mistake, but the holy, righteous God never makes a mistake. So let the babies come into this world. If you don't want them, birth them anyway and give them away to somebody who can love them, somebody who can care for them, somebody who can teach them about the great God that created them and placed them in your belly. God never makes a mistake. So today, how can we prepare our children for eternal life? Let's look at, you know, in Psalms 119, it says, how can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to the word. With my whole heart have I sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. Your word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. So, you know, studying the word of God pleases him. When we study the word, God is pleased, and he wants us to study his word. That's why he gave it to us. It's a gift from God. The word is a gift from God. And when we study the word, oh, my God, We get so many secrets from God when we study the Word. So we have to study the Word daily to show ourselves pleasing, approved unto God. And, you know, he has words for young people, old people, young children. It says in his word to young people, Ecclesiastes 11:9, rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let your heart cheer in the days of your youth, and walk in the ways of thine heart, and in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou that for all these things, God will bring thee into judgment. Lamentations 3:27. It is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. 1 Timothy 4:12. Let no man despise your youth, but be thou an example of the believers. How can he be an example? How can young people be an example? In their word, their conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. Titus 2:6. Young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded. Titus 2:7. In all things, show thyself a pattern of good works in doctrine. Show uncorruptibleness, gravity, and sincerity. Proverbs 20:29. The glory of young men is their strength, and the beauty of old men is their gray hair. 1 John 2:13. I write to you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write to you, little children, because you have known the Father. The last scripture for this part, 1 John 2:14. I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. So the word, you know, the word is powerful. And when our young people read it and study the word, they will get delivered from all kinds of generational things, from their fathers, their forefathers, and their fathers, and their grandfathers, and great-great-great-grandfathers. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, study the word. Study the word diligently to show yourself pleasing unto God. Workmen who don't need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. When God placed Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, he blessed them abundantly. They had everything they needed. They were well supplied, fit for the rest of their lives. But the biggest blessing was not the material blessings. It was being spiritually blessed. Every day, Adam and Eve spent time with God. Every day, he came to them in the cool of the day looking for them to spend time. That's a great blessing. When the Most High God comes looking for people, oh, my God, they were blessed. They were created in his image. You know, Adam and Eve were pure. They were without sin in the beginning. And then one ungodly act changed everything. They committed an unholy, ungodly act, which cost them their relationship with Father God. They sinned against their Creator by disobeying him. God gave them a direct command. He told them, okay, you can eat anything in the Garden of Eden, but this one tree. Now, they had the whole garden. You know, sometimes we are greedy. We want everything we see. But God said, no, one tree. I don't want you to touch that one. You know, you can put a lot of fruit before your children, and then you can put some over in a different place. And you say, okay, now you can eat the apples, you can eat the cherries, you can eat the blueberries, you can eat the watermelon, you can have the grapes. But this little fruit right here, this, I don't want you to eat this. This is set aside. But don't touch it. Don't eat it. Now, you know what they're going to want, don't you? What they said they you couldn't eat. That's how Adam and Eve was. They were covetous. Now, because they listened to another voice other than God, they chose their own consequences. They had to leave the garden. One act can cause your life to change for life. But God, who is holy, gives us another chance to get things right with him. Now, because of Adam and Eve's sin, we are now born into sin. David said in Psalm 51:5, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. But you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom. So God sent Jesus to get us off the path of sin and to bring us to a more excellent way. Many people are still ignorant about God's plan for salvation. They feel they can live a life they choose. Any life they want, they feel they can live that way. But still, you know, they God, you know, sees how they're living. And he wants everybody to come to repentance. He don't want just a certain set of people to come to repentance. He said, it's time out now for ignorance. I command everybody everywhere to repent and get to know the holy God. And, you know, God's word said in his word, without holiness, no man, no woman, no boy, no girl can see God. Our children are leaving this earth tragically. Daily, hideous crimes are committed against them. Diseases are coming over their bodies. We must prepare our children for life. The devil, the enemy, is trying to kill them. Don't you know he tried to kill Jesus? And, of course, we are no different. We're human. Jesus was human as well as divine, and the devil tried to kill him. So don't you know he's trying to kill our children too? He tried to kill us when we were born. But God said no. So we must teach, we must be the village that teach our children how to cleanse their way, how to take heed of God's word, how to seek God with their whole heart and not wander from the commandments of God, how to hide God's word in their heart so that they will not sin against God. How can we do this? By living a holy life before them. And you know what? I looked up the Greek word for holiness. And holiness means set apart for the service of God, set apart for a holy purpose. And, you know, the word is kudesh. And the root word of Qdash is Qdash, holiness, sanctified, pure, holy before God. And that's what God is requiring of us today. He said, you know, you got to lay down how you live. You can't live like fleshly people. You can't live like the world no more because you got my mark on you. I called you to live a higher, a holy life. So, you know, like I said, we got to be that village. And in order to be that village that our children need, we got to live holy before God. We got to learn what it means to be holy before God. And how can we do this? By trusting in God, by reading his word. Don't you know when we say we live in a holy life, children, they can spot a phony, a hypocrite with no effort. They know when you are doing, you know, they know, the children know what you're doing. They know if you live in one way and saying you live in another way. They may not say it to you. They may tell you later on when they grow up, oh, my, I remember when you used to drink that beer. I remember when you used to sneak out at midnight. Oh, Daddy, you know, I smelled your breath a few times, you know, when I was a child. I ain't say nothing, you know. But they may not tell you right now, but they pay attention. Children today are very keen and very sharp. But, you know, what they do, they act it out. They may not say to you, you're not living right, but they will begin to rebel if we're hypocrites with them. They will act out negatively to what you teach them. How can we prepare as well as help our children in 2013 to be ready to leave this earth? Like I said before, many of them are hideous crimes upon our children. We got to teach them to call on the name of the Lord when they're in trouble. Many of our children have found trouble, and they didn't know God, and the devil just took them out. But we got to teach them to call on the name of the God, to plead the blood of Jesus. Over when they're in a tough situation, even if they're taking a test in school, you got to teach them how to silently pray a prayer so that they can pass the test. Or if somebody is chasing them on the street, they can say, Jesus, help me, Jesus, help me, Jesus, help me, Jesus, help me, Jesus. Lord, I'm in trouble, help me. But if you've never taught them, if they don't know how to say Jesus, they're in much trouble. Because when you call on Jesus, he said, if you cry unto me, even your enemies will turn back. But we first got to teach them about Jesus. There are so many children that don't know Jesus. They don't even know that he exists. What are we doing? Are we sitting watching TV all in our comfortable places? You see children running up and down the street cussing each other. They'll cuss you if you come to the door. Pray for those children. Don't say, oh, they're so bad, they're so terrible. But guess what? Many of them are getting cussed out at home. Where do you think they learn the language? They ain't just pick it up in the street. Some of them been cussed out since birth. Now, here's what we need to do. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, if, now listen, there is a word, if. If. You know what if means? If we do it. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. All right, first, humble themselves is number one. Pray, number two, and seek my face, number three. Number four, turn from their wicked ways. Then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their land. Now my eyes are open and my ears are attentive to their prayers that is made in this place. What place? In the place where you are. No matter what city you are, you could be in the bathroom praying before God. Oh, Lord, I repent, Lord God. Forgive me, Father God. Whatever you want me to do, I agree, Lord God. For now I have chosen and sanctified this house. What house? Your house. That my name may be there forever, and mine eyes and my heart will be there perpetually. Don't you know your neighbors know if you live in a holy life? You can't even fool the neighbors. They know when you're living holy. Don't you know? Worldly people have discernment. You walk down the street and they go like, how you doing, woman of God? How you doing, man of God? They know. You don't even have to tell them. You don't even have to speak to them. You could just be walking down the street. I mean, in the big city of Jacksonville, never seen them before. In the big city of Houston, in the big city of New York, in the big city of San Francisco, any place you walk, the people who don't belong to God, they know you. They know you by your spirit. Trust me, they got discernment. It may come from the devil, but they got it. They know when you are a person of integrity. They know when you are a person of God. They know who you belong to. You don't have to tell them. Now, so God said, you know, he told us four things to do. Then he gave us a promise of what he will do for us. You know he's awesome. He makes promises to his people. And guess what? I'm so glad he ain't human, because he don't lie. Every one of his promises will come forth. If we do what we say, then he's going to keep his promise. He said, if, don't forget now, if we do these four things. He said, number one, humble yourself. That means to take low. Don't be haughty. Don't think don't be biggity. Think we are all that. Think of ourselves more highly than we ought to think. Keep a good attitude. Pray. How do we pray? You know, a lot of people say, well, I don't know how to pray. You know how to talk to your friends, don't you? Jesus said he's our friend for life. He's our eternal friend. So you talk to Jesus just like you do a friend. You talk to Father God just like you do a friend. Talk to our Father. Keep our relationship with him. Dwell in the secret place. Call on him while he's near. Keep our mind stayed on him. Ask of him, and we shall receive it. You know, he's a good father. He's going to give good gifts to his children. Ask him to keep our children safe, to keep them protected everywhere they go, to keep them healthy, to keep them well, to keep them obedient so they can live long lives. We got a lot to do. You know, we ain't got time. I don't care if you retire. You don't got time to sit up all day and watch the soaps. You don't have time to sit up all day and watch the game shows. You don't have time to sit up all day and watch the news. You got work to do. He said, if my people who are called by my name, first you got to humble yourself. And, you know, do what he tells you. Sometimes he may be speaking to you and the TV's too loud. You in the kitchen cooking. You say, well, I like noise in the house. How you going to hear God's voice over all that loud noise? Music going. Children in their room playing the boombox or the CD player. Music all right. TV on. Everything on in the house but God's voice. You know, sometimes he speaks real soft. Sometimes he speaks hardly above a whisper. You could barely hear his voice. But, you know, some people say, God ain't speaking to me. You don't know that. Sometimes, you know, you may be in danger. Car run to you, cross you. He puts on brakes for you. You think you did it. I know you do. God did it. Don't fool yourself. Don't fool. You panicked. And God put the brakes on for you. So we got a lot to be thankful for. So next, number three. He says, seek his faith. You know, Psalm 27, he talks about seeking his face. When thou said, seek my face, my heart said unto you, O God, thy face will I seek. Don't lie to him. Don't say, yeah, I'm seeking your face, Lord, every day. Seek his face. He knows the intent of our heart. Now, it's different, you know, if something came up, maybe you got sick. You can lay in bed and call on his name. You could be in the emergency room and call on his name. Everywhere you go, you could call on his name. Lord, I need you. Lord, you are my friend. Lord, you said in your word that you are my shepherd and I shall not want. My children need. My grandchildren need. I need you, O Lord. Seek his face as never before. He said, you know, if we seek his face, his face won't be hidden from us. But we don't seek his face, oh, my God, he hides from us. Mm-mm. So, you know, when you search for him with all your heart, trust me, you're going to find him. Why does God want us to seek him? Why does he wants us to search for him, call on his name, pray, call out, cry to him for help. What he wants, desire him more and more. That's what he wants, us to desire him more and more. Don't you know that he created us in his image, and he wants us to stay connected to him, aligned with him. How can we do it if we don't study the word and we don't keep a relationship going with him, calling on his name, seeking his face? We can't do it. We'll be hypocrites. So, you know, we can be hypocrites not just in words and deeds and actions. You know, he put us on the earth for a purpose, to seek his face. So seek his face about the purpose. He said, turn from our wicked ways. Turn from our wicked ways, and that we must do, okay? That's number four, turn from our wicked ways. Turning from our wicked ways begin with our thought life. As a person think in his heart, so is he. Let's put on the mind of Christ. Oh, my God, you know, some people say, oh, God, blew my mind today. Yeah, I'm glad he did, because he got rid of yours and put his in it. To that, we must study his word to see how Christ thinks. Philippians 4:8. You know that scripture. That's a very famous scripture. He says, think on these things. Finally, my brother, my sisters, my children, my little lambs, finally, those who are called by his holy name, whatsoever is true, whatsoever is honest, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things of good report. You know, we hear bad reports every day. Turn the news on. Over and over, they reporting the bad. 6 o'clock news, 10 o'clock news, 11 o'clock news, 4 a.m. news. What you going to hear? Reports about the bad. Reporting the negative. But we bind up that prognosticator's predictions. They're saying, okay, you know, the crime rate is up. We say, no, the crime rate is down. So if you're going to watch the news, pray against what they're saying, the negative. Pray God's word. No, Lord, you said whatever I ask in your name, believe it. I'm asking you for the crime rate to go down, that people will be saved in the nation, that people will begin to love you, first of all, with all their heart, soul, and strength, and then to love each other. When we truly love each other, we ain't going to kill one another. We're not going to even crucify God again. We're not going to crucify Jesus over and over and over with our sin life. We are going to be obedient servants of the Most High God. Okay, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Keep your mind filled with these things. Put on a CD, you know, in the morning, in the noontime, and at night, a CD with the Word of God. I have CDs in my car, in my house, and it just says Matthew 1 all the way through the end. It'll say Genesis 1 all through the end or whatever scripture, but it's just the pure word playing over and over and over. Try it. You need noise in your house? Play the Word of God. Turn it up as loud as you want, but make sure you're hearing it. Let it get in your spirit. Let it radiate throughout your house in every room. Children rebellious, put the Word on. The Word will calm them down. The Word will kill that rebellion. All right, it says, turn from your wicked ways. Remember I said that was number 4. Isaiah 55:7, let the wicked forsake his ways and the unrighteous righteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and our God will do, for he will abundantly pardon. Oh, isn't that great? How many of you pardon each other? Do you pardon your household? You know, they done stepped on your feet 1,000,000 times, and then in the 1,000,001, you say, that's it, I done had it. No, no, no. We step on God's feet all the time. We always offending him. Don't you know we can offend God by the way we live? He didn't say, okay, my people, you my people, call by my name, and look at what you're doing. Did you pick up the Word today? That's offensive to God. Did you call on his name? Don't you know Adam and Eve offended God when he was looking for them, and he already knew what they did before he called them? They were hiding out. Don't you know when you sin against God, you get shame, shame come on you, condemnation come on you? Trust me, I'm not telling you something I read in the book. I'm telling you something I experienced. So, you know, God said, okay, we got to be cleansed. We need a spiritual cleansing. We need a spiritual cleansing. And how do we get that spiritual cleansing? You know, God could do it. How is he going to do it? Trust in him. He will clean you up spiritually. Spiritually. We need to be spiritually clean by the Word of the Most High God. His Word is powerful. Don't you remember I told you that his Word is sharper than any two-edged sword? I mean, his Word is sharp. I remember one time sitting under a word, the Word of God from a woman of God, and she was speaking about God, and oh, my God, that Word was cutting me. I said, oh, my God, look at all these areas in my life where I'm not lined up with the Word of God. That's when it started to cut you, when you say, ouch. You may not say it out loud, but it's you know, it's getting you. The children will say ouch sometimes. You know, when you fussing them, they go, ouch. That's that Word slapping you, slapping that wickedness out of us. So, you know, we need to be spiritually cleansed. Isaiah 1:16, wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doing from before mine eyes, cease to do evil. That's what God is saying to us. Jeremiah 4:14, O Jerusalem, wash thine heart from wickedness that thou mayest be saved. How long shall the vain thoughts lodge within you? 2 Corinthians 7:1. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. James 4:8. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. 1 John 3:3, and every man that hath this hope in him purifies himself even as he is pure. God is pure. And we can't stand before a holy God with all these spots on us and all the errors in us. After we've done all this, guess what? The mighty, awesome God, the holy God, the righteous God, the one who keeps his promises, the one who doesn't lie, the one who redeemed our souls from the enemy. But, you know, he will hear from heaven. This is what his promises are. He said, you know, he's going to hear from heaven. What's he going to hear up in heaven? He's going to hear us crying out to him, turning from our wicked ways, following him. That's what he's going to hear from heaven, because he's in heaven. But guess what? He's right there in your room where you are now. He's right there in the room where I am now, and he's in heaven. You know, he's omnipresent everywhere at the same time. I'm so happy that he is not a man, because trust me, you tell somebody, you say, now pray for me today. Okay. You call them the next day, you pray, oh, I forgot. But guess what? God does not forget. When you call him and you say, Father, today at 5 o'clock I have an interview, and I need Lord Jesus' prayers. Don't you know it's going to be done? Then whatever you ask in his name, believe in, he will grant it. So trust in the Lord with all your heart. It shall be done. He says, okay, now I will hear from heaven. That's the promise I'm making to you. I'll hear what you're saying to me when you seek me, my face. When you turn from your wicked ways, I'll hear what you're telling me from heaven. And then, of course, you know I'm going to judge you. I'm going to say, yeah, you know, they're calling on me, but their heart is not with me yet. So he just waits patiently. You know, he got eternity to wait. We feel we got, you know, a few years to wait. James says, what is our life but a vapor that appear for a short time? He got eternity to wait till we line up with him. We can't fool God. He know our thoughts, intents of our heart. Okay, he says, okay, now, first, I'm going to hear from heaven. That's my promise number one. Then, promise number two, he said, then I'm going to forgive your sins, and I'm going to pardon you abundantly. And then he said, number three, now, you know, he said, then he will heal our land. And don't you know our land need a healing? Don't you know when Cain and Abel had when they murdered, one killed the other. Cain killed his brother. His brother's voice was blood. The Lord said, look, what did you do to your brother? He said, am I my brother's keeper? He says, his blood is crying from the ground. God knew that he murdered him, but he came. He says, okay, this is what's going to happen to you. Read it over there in Genesis. It'll tell you. So, you know, all these people who killing up people, they're not getting away with it. The blood is crying out to God. God knows all things. He knew before Cain killed Abel that he was going to do it. He knew it beforehand. Now, you say, why did he stop it? Because he's Almighty God. He can do whatever he wants. He had a purpose for it. He has a purpose for everything. You say, well, why ain't he stopping the murders? Well, are we turning from our wicked ways? Are we crying out to him? He says, if my people, he ain't talking about the people of the world who don't call on his name. He talking about you and me and all those brothers and sisters we go to church with. He talking about them or your neighbors who call themselves holy or the community who call themselves holy. He talking about them. Turn from their wicked ways. He's talking about them. He's telling us those four things that he wants us to do. So we got to do them. Read it in 2 Chronicles 7. He says, if my people who are called by my name, one, humble themselves, two, pray, three, seek his face, four, turn from your wicked ways. Then he keeps his promises now. He's going to hear us from heaven. He's going to forgive our sins. He's going to pardon us. He's going to say, okay, you are forgiven. And I thank God he don't remember it no more. You said, Lord, I asked you in 74 to forgive me. He already did it. And he don't even remember what you're talking about. Don't bring it up no more. Then he will heal our land. And, you know, it's so much bloodshed in the land, innocent children, babies are getting diseases and dying before they reach a certain age. And, you know, AIDS is out in the land. People murdering people. Our lady told me yesterday about, she said a few years ago, and I didn't hear it on the, but she said a few years ago, this young woman, young girl in high school, was, you know, had a friend guy, a boyfriend, we'll say, and they left the campus, You know, they snuck off the campus during school time, and they went someplace in the woods, and they shot up that girl. And the reason they said it is because they wanted to know what it was like to kill a human being. Can you imagine the devil came in and tricked them to kill a person? That is nothing but the pure D devil. So we got to fill our children's mind with the word of God so they can have the mind of Christ. Our children need to have the mind of Christ as never before, because I'm telling you, you could be sleeping with the devils every day in your house and not even know it. They getting up, getting your gun and killing human beings. They getting up using their parents' guns and killing their parents. You know, we got to pray constantly. Clean your house out spiritually with the word. Sometimes I take the word of God and read Psalms 91 throughout my house. Read the word throughout every room. It'll take time, but the time you spend in watching the TV, take that time and say, okay, I'm going to read Psalms 91 in the bathroom. I'm going to read Psalms 91 in the kitchen. I'm going to read it in the living room. I'm going to read it in the dining room. I'm going to read it outside my house. I'm going to read it in the bedroom. Read it. Try it. After we do all these things that God has asked us to do, then we can teach them to our children how to cleanse their ways, how to study the word, how to live the word of God. God loves children, and he wants them to call on him as well as adults. When they learn to call on him, you know, in school, they can start praying, even if they have to pray silently. They could pray and run the devil out of those schools. The children, he says, you know what? Allow the children to come to me, and don't stop them. They are part of my kingdom, too. One of the greatest gifts you can give your sons and your daughters is the gift of a holy life. The gift of a holy life. And you know what? Holiness is what God is requiring of us today. He said, oh, yeah, no, I don't want your sacrifices. I want holiness from you. So he's requiring holiness of us. In Leviticus 11:45, for I am the Lord that bringeth thee up out of the land of Egypt to be your God. Ye shall be holy. He said, for I am holy. Hebrews 12:14, follow peace, all men, and holiness, without which no man can see God. 1 Peter 1:16, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. God is holy. Don't you fool yourself. Don't consider yourself going to heaven if you have not lived a holy life. And you know what? The way people are leaving here today, you don't never know when it's your time. So we got to train our children to live holy lives, not with our mouths, but with our lives. Train up a child in the way that he should go when he should go requires us to be trained first. Who will train us? Father God. Who is Father? Who is Father God? He is the God, our creator. Remember the word, train up a child in the way. What way? That's God's way. That's the way. God's way. That's the way they should go. Pray they remain in the way all the days of their lives. When they are children, they will train their children. I'm sorry, when they grow up to be adults, they will train their children. And then their children will train their children. Their children will train their children. We're living in a world of violence and wickedness. Teach your children to pray and to seek God for themselves. When they get in certain situations, they can call on the name of the Most High God for themselves. He said, call on me when you are in trouble, and I will help you. Call on me, and I will be with you. He's talking to children, too. Children pray. I tell you, I teach Sunday school every Sunday. My children are 4 to 9 years old. My 4-year-old, 5-year-old, 6-year-old, 7-year-old, 8-year-olds, and 9-year-olds, they pray. They pray. I'm teaching them also as they're praying. Sometimes I tell them certain things to pray. But they know how to pray. They're being taught at home. They're being taught at church. The Spirit of God is upon them. They can call on the name of the Most High God. So we need God to be with our children now more than ever. Pray with your children. Pray for your children. And pray for the children in your city. Pray for the children in your state. Pray for the children of America and the children in the world. Let's get ready. Let's get set. Now let's go and do the work of the Lord. He is a great shepherd, and he will lead us on the path of righteousness. He will give us wisdom on taking care of his lambs, the children, on how to teach them and how to train them. Well, it's salvation time. Anybody needs salvation, press 1. Like I said, we all need to be saved now. Every person in this whole world needs to be saved. And if all of you are saved, anybody may be backslidden, press 1. We'll pray with you. Well, I thank God. Looks like everybody's saved that's on the air. I thank God for each of you. So, you know what? Those people who listen that may not be saved, God said, if you say with your mouth, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and that God raised him from the dead on the third day, you shall be saved. And then when you get saved, when you say that, and then when you get saved, you remain faithful. You know, a lot of people say, I ain't going to get saved. I ain't going to go to church. They ain't got nothing but hypocrites. Well, you get in there and you teach the hypocrites how to live. Don't let them remain hypocrites. Don't let somebody else go to heaven that you think is a hypocrite. And you going to hell? No, be smarter than them. Be wise. Say, okay, they don't know how to live. I'm going to live right and be an example. And I tell you what, you know, God is saving prisoners today. People who have been in all kind of wickedness. He calling them and they saying, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And even backsliders, they coming back. And they saying, Lord, you know, I slid out of your presence. Now I got mud on me. Now clean me up. And I promise, Lord, to serve you forever. Well, it's prayer time on Bible Story Land. I mean, on Boys to Men today, pardon me. Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. It is prayer time. We have a young lady on here from Georgia. A young woman, Miss. She's the youngest one on here. Hey, Miss Liddell.
Hello.
How you doing?
How you doing?
You sound much better today.
Well, I'm feeling better, thank God.
I can hear it in your voice. Well, what would you like prayer for today?
Oh, prayer for me and my family and this young lady. She's supposed to go in surgery on the 20, go back in surgery on the 29th. So we just continually praying that God will, you know, hear and answer our prayers.
Okay.
It's a blessing on you too, because and your program, because you know it's something I have to look forward to every Thursday or Saturday whenever I can. I always be blessed.
Well, I thank God for you, Miss Liddell. You are a blessing.
Thank you.
Yeah, you are a blessing to me. Anybody
thank
else
you.
Need prayer? That's 1. Press 1 if you need prayer. We'll put you on live. Press 1. Well, all is well. Y'all must be living in the secret place. I thank God for you. I hope when you're in that secret place, you're calling my name before the Father. Lord, bless Sister G. Lord, keep her healthy and well. Lord, keep her safe. Lord, if she do your work, let her study your word daily to show herself approved. Pray for me. Don't just say, Lord, bless Sister G. No, 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 no. You do a prayer. Even if you open up the word and say, Lord, I thank you that you are Sister G's shepherd, and she shall not want. Lord, I thank you that she dwells. Pray the word over me. I appreciate you. Well, anybody else? One more second before prayer. All right. Well, we shall go before the Father. Okay, hold on. Somebody's pressing 1 here. Hold on. Pastor Nims. Hold on, Pastor Nims. Okay, Pastor Nims, you're on live. You need prayer today?
I think it's probably someone who's connected with me. Mother Ross is also connected with me, and Mother Claudia, perhaps one of them pressed one.
Okay, did you all press one?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And what's your name?
Ella Claudia Pittman.
Sister Pittman?
Yes.
And what would you like for us to pray for you?
I have blood clots in my right leg, and pray for that.
Okay. Need healing and blood clots. Okay. Anybody else? Need prayer. Press 1. Okay. Nobody else, press 1. Well, Father God, we approach you as humbly as we know how today, and we just thank you that you are Lord. And Father God, we bind the hand of the enemy that's coming up against your people to bring sickness in the name of Jesus, to bring discouragement. We bind up discouragement, and we say your people will be encouraged by the reading of your word, by the hearing of your voice. Like Job said, Father God, we desire the words of your mouth more than our necessary food. So, Father God, we thank you today as we come before your holy presence, oh God. We ask you to forgive us because we're human and we sin. You said, who can know his errors? We don't even know all our errors, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we don't even know how many spots are on our garment or if there are any at all. We ask you to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Cleanse us, oh God, and keep us on your holy path, oh God. In the name of Jesus. And Father, lift up your sister, your daughter, Sister Ludell, oh God, that mighty woman of God that lives in Georgia, Father God. You know all about her. You've given her 90-plus years to live an abundant life, and we are grateful. We come to thank you, oh God, for all that you're doing on her behalf and behalf of her family. And, Father, she desires that her family be saved and follow you. And we call forth every prodigal child in her family to salvation today in the name of Jesus. Now is the time for salvation. So we thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that none will be lost, oh God. And, Father, we lift up the young woman that's going to surgery on the 29th in the name of Jesus. And we ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to heal her body, oh God, and be there with her, Father God, as she undergoes the knife, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you for guiding the surgeon's hands. I thank you, Father God, as they give her medication to put her under, oh God, that she will not have side effects from the medication, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for her health and her strength come from you. Heal her quickly, oh God. Heal every wound quickly, oh God. What the enemy meant for harm turned around for her good in Jesus' name. And, Father, you already know your daughter, Sister Pittman, oh God. You created her in your image. You even know her fingerprints. You know her voice prints. You know everything about her, nothing secret, nothing hidden from your daughter, nothing hidden from you, Father God, concerning your daughter, Sister Pittman, oh God. And, Father, she has been concerned about the blood clots in her legs, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we bind that enemy, that touched her, and we say, Father God, bring forth the healing in her body. You said many are the afflictions of the righteous. But, Father, you promised to deliver us out of them all in Jesus' name. And so, Father, today we thank you for healing virtue going throughout her body. We reach out and touch the hem of your almighty garment for her healing, oh God. And, Father, I thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that this sickness will not come upon her again. But, Father God, Jeremiah says you heal and cure. So, Father God, cure her of blood clots and do not allow them to come in her body again, oh God. Any medication that's too strong or that's causing blood clots, oh God, we thank you for removing it from her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you, oh God, that you are the great physician and you are the great healer. Doctors are limited in the name of Jesus. They write prescriptions, but God, you are the prescription for healing, oh God. And so, Father God, I thank you for Sister Pittman staying in your in the secret place, dwelling there, oh God. And I thank you for her praying for the sick and the afflicted, oh God. In the name of Jesus, deliver her, Father God, from this sickness, oh God. And we just thank you, oh God. Father, we even thank you for her child, her daughter, in the name of Jesus, that she is also concerned about. And we lift her up before you, and we thank you for all that you're doing. Concern, we lift it up before you, that she has for that child, oh God. Because, Father, she's been calling on your name morning, noon, and night for that child. So, Father, I thank you that you heard the first time she called. Find the hand of the enemy that would try to get in the way and block our prayers. We say, not so, devil, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, that you hear our prayers from heaven, and you answer in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we bless you today. We honor you. I lift up everybody that's on, boys to men today, girls to ladies, and the families they represent, oh God. And I thank you for safety. I thank you for supernatural protection for them and their families, Father God. I thank you for all that you're doing for everyone today, on boys to girls to ladies, oh God. You're an awesome God, and you keep your word. Honor your word above your name, and we give you all the glory, all the praise, all the thanksgiving belong to you. You are holy God. You are righteous God. And Father God, cleanse our hearts as never before. It is our desire, oh God, to walk in your way, honor you, to be obedient to you. But we need your help, oh God. And Father God, anybody on boys to men, girls to ladies with a downcast spirit, you say, why, oh my soul, hope thou in God, for I am your praising, who's the health of my countenance and my God. We rebuke discouragement, and we say, be thou encouraged in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we just thank you, oh God, that they shall not grow weary in well-doing, but they shall continue on in holiness and righteousness. Wait, oh God. And I thank you for deliverance coming forth, Father God, for all of us. In the name of Jesus, keep us on your righteous, holy path. Live without you. We can't do anything without you. We need you today, never before. And we're calling on your name today, oh God. We're saying, have your way. Have your way. We surrender all, everything in us that's not like you. We surrender it to you. You are holy God. And so now today, Father God, we give you glory, we give you praise and thanksgiving. I plead the blood of Jesus over everyone that's on boys to men, girls to ladies today, and even those who will listen later. We bind up backlash, retaliation, revenge from the enemy. And I cover everybody with your blood, Father God. And we thank you, oh God, for what you've done today in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your word dwelling in us richly and producing fruit, oh God. We thank you for the fruit of the Spirit in our lives, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, meekness, and faith, temperance. Against such, there is no law. So we thank you that you are holy God. We bless you today. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Well, it is closing time on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. Contributions are welcome. If Father God lays on your heart to donate to us, on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies, send your donations to Caritha Gantling, Zion Hope Academy, P.O. Box 2732, Jacksonville, Florida, 32203. So I thank God for being with us today, and I thank each of you for being on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. Next Thursday we will not be on. That's our time off to spend even more time with the Father. Hallelujah. So have a great day. I look forward to hearing from you on Bible Storyland this Saturday. It will be the 26th of January, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time and 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I welcome you to come on with us. And you know God loves each of you, and he loves you so much. But the one thing that he desires of us is for us to live holy and be obedient to him on a daily basis. So I look forward to speaking with you on Saturday. The call-in number is the same, 1-619-789-4313. I love each of you. But the thing I want you to know is that God loves you much more than I can ever love you. So don't forget, call on the Father daily and be obedient. Don't forget that either. Love y'all. Bye-bye. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah.